Essentially, I was the first full-time black faculty member in the English department. From a sociological point of view, that was really problematic, but in fact, I made great friends in the English department. And those friends, again, in this paradigm of lateral, horizontal mentorship, those friends taught me quite a lot about the department and the university. One of those friends was a feminist scholar of literature, and we became very close friends. And through that relationship, I came to understand or found a language for thinking about how the institution was as bereft of women as it was of African Americans. I knew that, but I don't think I fully understood the ramifications of that the curriculum of the institution didn't reflect society at large, and that there were too few women faculty. To be sure, but it was also the case that a great course like Literature Humanities had no women writers. And part of the sense of community that I began to develop, largely with young women in the department and throughout the university, helped to socialize me as an African Americanist, but I had always thought of myself as a feminist, but not in professional terms, not in terms of in the terms of what I did as a scholar. And it was very helpful for me because indeed I was not bereft of a community. It just looked different.